Welcome to the Waves Ministry Podcast. My name is Caroline Tomlin.
And I am Michael Tomlin, and we are your hosts.
We encourage and equip girls, ministry leaders, and families in knowing their identity and calling while cheering them on to start making waves for Christ in their homes, communities, and world.
It's a joy to bring some encouraging and thought-provoking conversations that will help you navigate life and start making an impact everywhere you go, as well as walking out at home. We have some amazing guests that make an impact, all while walking out their faith in a practical way.
Before you hear today's conversation, I want to ask that you would leave a 5-star review and share this episode with at least one friend that you think might like this or need it.
We'd also like to connect with you on Instagram at Waves Ministry Inc. All right, let's get on with our conversation.
Hey guys!
What's up?
Welcome back to season 8 of the Waves Ministry Podcast. My name is Caroline Tomlin.
Michael Tomlin here.
And we are the team that leads out Waves Ministry. Yeah. And we are so excited for season 8. I cannot believe it's been 8 seasons of this podcast. Yeah. And we have had so much go on since our 7th season. While we were filming the 7th season, I didn't know it at the time, but I was actually pregnant. And so we've had a baby, and she,
Very exciting. At this point,
by the time you see this this YouTube video or listening to this podcast, she will be 4 months old now. Yep. And her name is Blakely Joy Tomlin, mm-hmm. and she has truly been a joy. Yep. And she came a little bit early and kind of sent our world in a whole tailspin, but I will say, I think this is a girl that's just kind of on her own timetable.
She is, definitely.
So, we are so excited for this season, and our season this season is called On Wings of Eagles, and yep. So, Michael, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Really, it's all about the testimonies of rising above these storms of life. We all, in different ages and stages of life, we all encounter trying times, hard stuff. We all go through hard stuff. There's nobody's exempt from that. But the Bible says that we overcome by the blood, lamb, and the word of our testimony. So I'm excited because we've got some testimonies that are going to come through this season. And I couldn't be more excited. First things first, we always start off by kind of an icebreaker question. So I will ask my lovely bride here, what's your favorite song to listen to get you kind of pumped and hyped up?
I think I'm going to surprise you with this one, actually. Now, I got to tell you, I'm not really like a Swiftie, but I will say we kind of surprised our 10-year-old in the car, I think, over Christmas break, because I pulled out every Taylor Swift song that I knew by heart. I was like jamming to it yes. in the car. I think I made everybody feel a little nutty that day.
Yeah.
But there is the song New York
yeah.
that I absolutely love. It's something about the, I don't know, something about the beat just makes me feel like, I got this. Like, yeah. this is a good day. So, I don't know. That song is really one that I love to listen to make me amped. What about you?
It all depends on my mood. So, like, and it's true. Like, whether I'm in the gym or I'm on a drive, maybe I'm heading to an appointment for work. But, like, for me, like, I'm either listening to, like, something that's, like, an emo. Maybe I'm listening to, like, early 2000s, like, like crunk music almost.
The Y2K era.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or, you know what? If I'm driving, I might be listening to, like, something, like, chill, like, lo-fi.
Our baby is obsessed with lo-fi music. Like,
yeah.
It chills her
out. So it all depends on what I'm listening to. So, well, I'll go ahead and get started with kind of what this season's going to be about. Whenever in life we all go through the storms, we all deal with, sometimes we see things coming almost on the horizon. You can see a storm coming. You know, yeah. you can see the rain falling. You're like, I'm about to go through that.
You're like, ooh, I better buckle up.
But then sometimes it's a sunny day and all of a sudden, boom, there's a storm and you feel like it came out of nowhere.
Especially here at the beach.
Yeah. So what's a time that you kind of could see it coming? And how did you handle it?
You know, when I feel bad sometimes talking about my dad because I'm like, me and my dad have a great relationship now. But there was just a time period of my life where he was just a crazy pants. That's the best way for me to put it. But he went through like several marriages and different women and And at one point I had a bunch of step siblings, and then I had none, and then the dog went, and then the dog, we got a new dog, and then that dog went with that woman. And it was just, I have like a whole lot of trauma over dogs. I'm sorry. Yeah, I had to give my dog away when our baby was born. So it's like, I'll need Sozo forever with dogs, I'm pretty sure. I told him, I was like, I'm just not going to get attached to dogs anymore. But I will say, like, there was a season where my dad, after having all of this kind of chaos and calamity, there was a season where we went for, like, I would say, like, 2 years mm-hmm. of nothing. Mm-hmm. It was just quiet. Like, everything was calm, everything was peaceful, everything was chill, and I was like, this is good. And I went to church camp, and I remember I got in the car from church camp, and I remember saying to my mom, like, what's the plan for this week? Like, what are we doing this week? And my mom was like, well, I have you an appointment with Miss Pat tomorrow, and Miss Pat was my counselor. And I remember thinking, what? And I was like, I've been to Miss Pat in a couple years. Like, right. Why am I going to the counselor? And she's right. Like, I just felt like it was a good idea. And I remember I turned and looked at her with my 13-year-old attitude. And I said, what has Dad done now?
Oh, no.
And lo and behold, a few weeks later, I came to find out I had a sister that I didn't know about. And my mom was trying to prepare me as best she could by getting me in counseling that, like, hey, a surprise is around the bend.
Good mom.
Good mom move, yeah. Right? Thank you, Mama Susan. Yeah. So I would say that.
But, okay, well, let's flip that. What about one that just kind of sprung on you that you didn't see coming?
You know, when I think of one that I didn't see coming, I'm sorry. Don't get your heart hurt on this one. But there was a particular relationship in college that I just didn't see it coming. I didn't see heartbreak around the bend. Yeah. Everything was perfect. Everything was grand. Everything was wonderful. I had my whole life planned ahead of me. And all of a sudden, my world came crashing down. And I'm very sorry to say I was in the fetal position on the couch eating Cheetos, crying my eyes out because this boy was over me. And my whole life was ruined. And what I thought it was going to be was ruined. And it sounds silly, but if you have ever had your heart broken, like, it truly hurts.
Yeah.
So that was kind of out of the blue for me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when I think about this soaring above storms, you know, our word for the year for 2023 was actually soar, and it was off of Isaiah 40 verse 31. And it was talking about, like, how you are going to walk and not be weary, and how you are going to soar on wings like eagles. And I when I think of that particular scripture, and I think about, like, eagles mounting up on wings and soaring above storms, you know, what I think of is, like, wow, when you have found yourself soaring above a storm, and during that storm, like, how did you stay grounded and keep that heavenly perspective like an eagle? How did you stay grounded in peace during that storm?
I find that when I'm in a storm, when we're able to rise above the storm, so eagles are known because they fly over the clouds. Okay, they fly
really
over
cool.
the clouds, and so that's kind of the image that I see. And there's a couple of ways, because you have to shift your perspective. Okay,
right.
Shift your perspective.
Eagles have tunnel vision.
Tunnel vision.
Super tunnel vision.
I preached a message a couple weeks ago about shifting your perspective and how gratitude can shift your perspective.
Yeah.
And storms is easy, especially if you're using tunnel vision, to go, all I see is clouds, all I see is rain and thunder and lightning, and it's scary. And so if your perspective is not on the right thing, it's easy to feel kind of suffocated and kind of pushed down.
Right.
Versus shifting your perspective allows you to see above what God's trying to do.
Right.
Because storms are going to come. So the way that I have found to overcome these types of storms has been through things like worship.
Right.
Like, worship shifts perspectives. I don't care who you are. Worship shifts perspective because it takes my eyes off of the problem and onto the problem solver. So if I am worshiping and getting into the presence of God, then I'm my situation didn't change, but my perspective has shifted. Right. It's getting involved in community, getting around the people that, like, hey, like, they can lift you up.
That's right.
And sometimes that community will change as different seasons happen in your life, as you grow. So that community can change, but the what's important is finding the community. That's what's important. Just delving into the Word, into prayer, because right. the Word of God will change your heart.
It renews your mind, too.
100%. 100%. So those three things will help you shift your perspective and really keep myself grounded in peace during the storm. And it's easy to kind of lean when you're in those storms. It's super easy to like fall into certain temptations. It's easy to kind of go to something to kind of avoid pain. What are some ways and some temptations that you face during storms?
You know, whenever I have faced storms, there's a couple things that I have seen myself do over the years. I've seen myself eat a ton because I'm just like, I'm like stress eating here. You know, I have seen myself take control of the things that I can take control of. So it's like, I may clean my entire, and I did this since I was like a teenager. I would rearrange my entire room in my house. I would read. I would get into a book and get into a fairy tale world so I didn't have to live in the actual world I was living in. One of the things that I've seen myself do, and me and the Lord have a good relationship, but sometimes I just like, I give him the silent treatment. Like, I'll just be like, I'm not talking to you. I'm irritated. And I will go through like literally days, sometimes even weeks where I'm just like, I'm not talking to you. I'm mad. And it's funny because even this past week, I was really frustrated about a specific situation. And I have learned for myself, the best thing for me to do is to set a date in my mental calendar and say, I'm making a date with the Lord. And at this day, at this time, we're going to discuss it. And so I said on Thursday at 11 a.m., I'm going to go to my Waves office and we're going to talk about this. And I am not leaving this room until you've heard what I have to say. Yeah. And now I need to hear what you have to say, God. One of the things that I think is really easy to do whenever you're facing a storm is to talk to everyone else except for the Lord mm-hmm. and get his opinion on the situation and say, God, how do you feel about this? Like, this doesn't line up with your word. What's happening here? Like, what do you want me to do? Do you need me to fast and pray? Do I need to do something in action? Do I need to do something in faith? What is the strategy? And so a lot of times we have this temptation to just fight or flight, right? That you're like, I'm going to figure this out on my own. And it's like, oh no, I can't do anything without God. So I think those are some of the temptations I've faced. You know, how did you see God and his faithfulness in the midst of some of the storms that you faced?
You know, there's been so many times I've been in my prayer closet and I've been like, God, you are faithful. Like, I am unfaithful. Like in Isaiah, it says like, woe is me for I am unclean, right?
Right.
You recognize your sin, your wickedness, and you realize like, I'm trying to do it on my own, God. I'm trying to be like, sometimes we have a hard time receiving handouts and help. And right. so it gets tough when you're like, you finally have to humble yourself and say, okay, God, I accept and receive the help. I need help. I cannot do this on my own. I can't go through this storm by myself anymore. It is so hard. It is so outside of what Michael Tomlin can do.
Right.
And so now I'm saying, God, I need your help. I need your, like this is beyond me.
Right, right.
And so what begins to happen is I begin to see God's faithfulness. I begin mm-hmm. to see that God's in control.
Right.
He's in control all the time.
Right.
I'm not. Like, right. Like, I can do my best. I can put my best foot forward. I can try to practice good things. But at the end of the day, it is ultimately in God's hands.
That's right.
And when you begin to, like, give, like, I don't say give up, because the purpose of saying give up is more of surrender to the Lord. When I begin to surrender to the Lord, when I begin to say, God, this is on you.
Right.
I can rest. I can have peace.
That's right.
I can say that, hey, God, let's go for a ride. I'll ride your wing.
That's
over
right.
the storm.
Oh, that's good.
I can't flap my wings anymore.
That's good.
I need help.
That's good.
Can I just ride on your back?
That's so good. That makes me want to cry. That's amazing. You know, I think about in the midst of storms, we can see what, in hindsight, after the storm's over, you can see what God was trying to show you. You can see that he was saying, come ride on my wings, come yeah. ride on my back. Like, you don't have to carry his burdens are easy and light.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way that he is. He doesn't say that we won't face troubles. That is like, he says, you will face troubles. That is a promise. So I don't know where we got in our minds that, like, God just wants me to be happy. Of course mm-hmm. he wants you to be filled with joy.
Right.
But the reality is there are troubles that you will face.
Yeah.
And maybe he's wanting you to have a greater dependence on him. Maybe he's wanting you to realize that he's your provider, or that he's your father that's never going to fail you
mm-hmm.
or leave you or abandon you. Or maybe he's the one that he wants to show himself as the strong, mighty war horse in your life that's going to show up. Maybe he's trying to show you that he can be your peace that passes all understanding. He can be your bridge over troubled waters.
That's good.
He can be your strong tower that you go hide against. And when the wind whips past in between those big buildings, you don't even feel the wind. It doesn't even mess up your hair. And maybe that is what God is trying to do, is show you those things. I know that I've experienced that in my own life. I know with my dad, the Lord showed me that he could be my father and that he could take care of me, that he was a good yeah. dad in season and out of season. He was always a good dad, and that he doesn't treat his kids any differently. And he loves every single kid the way that they need to be loved. Right. And that's something that I see as a youth pastor, but I've also seen as a parent, that one child may need to be loved a little bit differently. One child may need to be disciplined a little differently because of who they are and what they are called to do. That it's like, oh, they're called to this, so they've got to learn to tame their mouth, because when they open their mouth, their words are going to have weight and they're going to hold power. So as a child, I've got to fashion them and teach them how to use those words, because they make impact.
Right.
And so I think God does the same thing with us. The way that he disciplines you, or he allows you to go through a storm, mm-hmm. it might be strengthening you for another storm up ahead later
right.
on.
That's true.
That's more public. You never know. Because God has a way of his own, right?
Yeah.
So this season, we are so excited mm-hmm. just to kind of dive into this topic. We're going to be we have a summer intern or two that's going to be joining us
yep.
To talk this season. We have Vanessa and Scott Martindale from Blended Kingdom Families. We love those people. We have your friend that is a pastor.
Yep, pastor turned realtor.
Yeah.
And she just wrote a book. She went through a really hard season of her life with dealing with some health issues.
Yeah. So we have quite a few different people. We have Holly Myers from North Carolina, who has a girls ministry and writes for Lifeway Girls. And then we also have Allison Goolsby from down in the Cocoa Beach area, who she is by day. She works in the marketplace, but she leads youth bands and does a lot in student ministry. And so we have an exciting season ahead. We had a girls conference last summer
yep.
Here in Destin. It was our first summer conference.
Which was awesome.
It was so good. And we have our second summer conference this summer,
yep.
And it's happening June 14th and 15th here. And it's actually going to be in Fort Walton Beach this year. We've never had a conference in Fort Walton Beach. It's at Trinity Methodist Church in Fort Walton Beach. And we're so excited, because on March 1st, we're actually going to be releasing 100 free tickets to any girls that want to attend. We never want money to be the reason that somebody doesn't have the gospel or receive the gospel.
Correct.
And so we want to make tickets available to you. And so we're going to make those available on March 1st at midnight.
Cool.
So we have a lot up ahead. Also, I don't know that we mentioned this, but since we had the baby, I quit my daytime job.
Heck yeah.
And I'm finally doing Waves full time. This is my job, my J-O-B now.
That's amazing.
So I'm so excited. Our friend Christy that has been on the podcast a few times, she is a pastor, but she is now over in South Africa full time doing ministry and being a Waves ambassador.
That's
and
right.
So this is our very first Waves ambassador that is stationed in another country permanently.
Yeah.
I loved my time that I spent in Africa and traveling, but I'm so thankful that there is someone, a close friend of ours, that is willing and able to go over there and do girls conferences and do ministry on behalf of Waves. So we are excited to be making Waves this season, and we will see you next episode. Bye.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Waves Ministry Podcast.
For more information about our ministry, check out our website at wavesministryinc.org and our social media at Waves Ministry Inc. on all social platforms.
Today, we hope you will start making waves in your home, community, and world.